Welcome back. The topic of today's episode is you have to be meticulous. And for many years when I was first getting into this industry, I was not meticulous and I paid the price very much so. So you know how it is in the early days. You know what? You're not focused on testing. You're not focused on architecture or your domain model, quote unquote, or any of that crap. You know what you're focused on? You just want to get the damn thing to work. That's it. You have your little multi-file upload JavaScript-y tool, and all you want to do is just get it to work. That's it. Nothing else. So yeah, it's cool. We all go through it. I still go through it a lot, where you're just kind of spiking things out. You know, sometimes people get so focused on fancy words. I talk about this a lot. They get so focused on these fancy words that they forget that sometimes you just got to play around for a while. That's all there is to it. But anyways, that's another topic. So let's get back to this idea of being meticulous. So when you're spiking things out and you're just trying to get it to work, the side effect, the unfortunate side effect is you're not focusing on clarity. You're not focusing on the API you want. You're not focusing on simplicity. You're not focusing on what it's going to feel like to use 6 months from now. Again, you're only focusing on, can I get the damn thing to work? And it's tough because you have the best intentions, right? So you're in your controller, and that controller method, that action method, it keeps getting longer and longer and longer as these new requirements come in, whether you need to validate this or you need to filter down the set of form data or you need to sanitize it or blah, 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 right? And you keep saying to yourself, it's fine for now. Once I have everything working, I'm going to come back and clean this up. And you keep saying that and you keep saying that. And from personal experience, the longer you keep saying that, the more likely it is that you will never actually go back and clean that up because you finally get it to work. Maybe it's overdue and you just push it out the door because you want to get it live. You know, you want to see the fruits of all of your work. But once it's live, that's kind of dangerous because once it's live, you're almost scared to go back and refactor because you don't want to break anything. It was hard enough to get it to work the first time around, and you didn't write tests, you didn't do anything, so yeah, you end up just kind of leaving it alone, you know? And whether you admit it or not, we've all been there, you know? Where you'd love to clean it up, and you're gonna do it. It's on the to-do list, but that task always gets assigned until tomorrow. So yeah, if you want me to be honest, I did this a lot for many years. You're just so focused on getting it to work that you don't think about how it feels. And there must be some kind of imaginary line where if you put it off just this far, you're never going to go back and fix it, or you're going to be too scared to go back and fix it. And maybe this messy code is littered across so many files that you almost don't even know how to refactor it at this point. So that's what I mean when I say you have to be meticulous. Now, not so meticulous to the point that nothing ever gets done. Of course, that's not good. But on the flip side, if you find yourself quietly saying or quietly thinking to yourself, yeah, I'll fix that later. I'll get this to work, but I'll fix it later. I'll come back and clean things up. If you ever say that, that's kind of a good sign that you should just step on the brakes, slow down, delete all of it and start over from scratch with a different mindset. Don't have the mindset of, how do I get this damn thing to work? Instead, think, how in a perfect world would it feel to interact with this thing that I'm working with? And then you write that exact code. And of course, none of it's going to work. You're going to get errors all over the place when you run it, but that's okay. You're writing the perfect scenario first, and then you can go step by step to make that exact code work. And yeah, from my experiences, it's the best possible way to go. You have to be meticulous up front. You really have to focus on the details early, because if you don't and you put it off and you put it off and you'll fix it later, the reality is you'll probably never fix it.